Please welcome Hadi Partovi. Please welcome Eric Martin. Ladies and gentlemen, the CEO of Microsoft, Satya Nadella. Please join me in welcoming a driving force behind Imagine Cup, Microsoft Corporate Vice President and Chief Evangelist, Steve Guggenheimer.
This is awesome. 12 years of doing Imagine Cup. We've been all over the world. We've been to Egypt, we've been to India, Australia, Korea, really faraway places like New York. We've done it for the first time, though, as we brought it back here. And then what an incredible judge panel. What an incredible panel of judges. Hands up for them.
Let's give a shout out to our Partner Award and Challenge winners who were honored earlier this week but are here with us now. Students, go ahead and stand up. Where you go? Yeah, there you are. Big round of applause. The Imagine Cup World Citizenship Competition embraces the belief that technology can be a powerful force for good. It focuses on transforming how we think about health, education, social issues, and the environment. Some past winners in this category have built prototypes for determining blood types in emergency situations and using smartphones to replace hearing aids. To announce our World Citizenship winners, please welcome Microsoft General Counsel and Executive Vice President, Brad Smith.
Good morning. We're so thrilled to be here this morning. It's a great pleasure just to recognize and honor such amazing student innovators from around the world. So let's get to the three winners for the citizenship category, beginning with our third place winner. It is Access Earth from Ireland. And there's this little check here for $5,000. Congratulations.
Ireland's Access Earth took inspiration from Paralympic dance champion Vivian Macedo when building a Windows Phone app they describe as TripAdvisor for the mobility impaired.
On to the second place winner, which is Smart Crew from Taiwan. Clearly, this is the most important thing right here. But in addition to this, you have a check that can go right underneath it if you'd like. There you go.
They developed U-Sense, a wearable motion detection system that uses a gyroscope, accelerometer, and magnetometer to collect data on patient mobility.
In the World Citizenship category, we have our first place winner, a team that receives $50,000 and an invitation to work with Microsoft Youth Spark for a week. That winner is Inemia from Australia. There you go.
Australia's Inemia has created a low-cost, easy-to-use mobile app that can diagnose anemia simply by taking a selfie.
So the third prize goes to Illogic Egypt, guys.
Egypt's Illogic put a new spin on the perils of pet ownership.
Yeah!
With their video game, Puppy in Bubble.
Second place go, wow. Beaumont, Korea.
Korea's Beaumont looked to childhood memories of a magical place when they created their video game, Under Bed. In the game, a young girl named Judy finds an entire world under her bed when she explores the Dust Kingdom.
And the winner is... Could you believe it? Brain Studio, Russia! My compatriots! This is important part too.
Russia's Brainy Studio created Turn On, a charming and fast-paced video game where you play an electrical spark, bringing power back to a darkened city.
So let's jump right in. Let's start with the third place winner. Butterfly Bahrain, this is a very cool solution.
Bahrain's Butterfly has brought personal fashion to a new level with their personal nail polish mixer. Dial in the color you want or select it from a photo of your favorite shirt. And Butterfly's custom hardware will produce exactly the shade of nail polish you want.
Second place in the innovation category, another awesome, awesome team. Tep from Hungary, come on, Tep team. Now we are up here. We've got the 10K check.
Hungary's Tep has brought a new approach to fitness apps. A virtual pet whose happiness and well-being are provided by your own real-world workout and exercise routines. Keep working out and you'll earn food and toys for your charming animal friend.
The number one, do we have some Kiwis in the house from Estimate? Come on up.
New Zealand's Estimate has created an app that brings friends together, especially your friends who are always late. The app takes events organized through Facebook and other social media and adds real-time updates via GPS tracking.
So obviously, helping detect anemia is an important thing to do. My question is, how did you think that you could do that using a mobile app, and what made you think of using the color cards?
We combined all teachings with modern technology, and we use color standards which are widely used in photography, and we thought that we could make something better than just eyeballing it.
What inspired you to create this visual world? Tell us about what sparked you to do the look and even the music of this world you created.
We want to create a new, unique game atmosphere, and we want to make not the 3D game, not the 2D game. We want to mix that and to make 2.5D game, because we think it's really great mix.
I was just wondering, you have some inspirational stories to tell from your friends, perhaps? Or what made you build this? Were your friends usually late to parties, or what was it?
So the kind of friends we have, as you know, obviously 60% of them are late all the time. So,
oh man, that's accurate.
There was this time we were meeting up at the train station, and one of our friends said we'd be right there in 5 minutes. And as you can imagine, we were still waiting there 2 hours later.
We live in a time where we can imagine the impossible and make it probable. And you saw it in the finalists, you saw it in the other winners, in terms of there is just boundless imagination and the possibilities of what technology can do to any walk of life. And to be able to take that power, the power of software and the tools, and democratize innovation, starting with the youth, is something that's truly inspirational for us at Microsoft, and it's great to see all of you compete and compete with the spirit that I think is only going to make each one of us better. So thank you for participating, thank you, and congratulations to the winners. It was great to come to a unanimous decision. It's Inemia from New Zealand.